Today's episode is on denial, refusal, and excuses. If you look at problem solving, overall, one of the biggest problems there is denial. Let's take a customer complaint coming in and see what happens classically. First, it is argued that the customer has used the product incorrectly. The dummy always sits in front of the computer is then a given answer. And then comes things like, have you pressed reset? Did you reboot your computer? And so on. What happens? The customer feels disparaged and the problem is not solved in any case. And that's frustrating for the customer. And that's also not good in terms of solving the problem. If the customer then succeeds in making the problem really clear and why it is a problem from his point of view, the second thing that comes is refusal to accept the problem as such. Then come arguments like, the product is just designed that way, or this is a classic user error or a cosmetic problem. Foreseeable misuse is the correct word for that. So you need to be better in foresee how the product or the service can be misused. And when somebody in the company who thinks in a customer-oriented way or the customer threatens with recourse, then something starts to move. Or it is then argued why it is not possible to work on the problem solution right now. There would be other priorities. The resources would not be available, or there would be so many absences due to illness or due to other things. So first denial, then refusal, third excuses. Only when the pressure becomes even higher than somehow the problem is solved. And in the first approach, this usually shows rather clumsy attempts, like make something look good with as little effort as possible. And then they say, we want to work efficiently. Is it really lean now to take care about this problem? I'm already on a new project. I'm already in a new design project. I cannot really take care about the things that we have done years ago. And is that really important? I mean, this is now one customer and he has this complaint. What is it about all the thousands of customers we are having outside there? But by then, it's usually already too late because the customer is so annoyed that he has bailed out, gone to the competition, or filed a claim for recourse. Imagine this. So only by denial, by refusal, and by finding excuses, we are easily losing customers. We have not yet worked on any problem solving, but we have already made the customer angry. He feels misunderstood. He feels really bad. He's convinced that he will never come back to this company, but in the future he will choose for a different product or for a different service from a different service provider or a different company. Really, really sad. But this is happening thousands of times, each day, each week, each month in our area, in the industry. And even if the product was once designed in a very, very nice way, and it was really customer oriented, and it was really nice, and the feeling and the look and how it worked, this is basically the end of your customer relationship. Is that really necessary? If I have established structures that immediately recognize whether it is a real problem or just a general failure that could happen, then it is not necessary. If the problem is solved immediately or a correct answer to the customer is prepared as a sample answer, then no time is wasted. The customer is taken seriously. And also very important, if you really go to problem solving, the product or the service itself is already improved when you think about that. Because what is happening then? You go normally then really into the role of the customer and try to look at your product and service from the eyes of the customer, which is really, really helpful to understand how they are using it. If we are looking today at, let's say, highly complicated products that are delivered, for example, in the medtech industry, most of the designers, most of the people in the production, most of the quality people, they even don't know how the customer would treat the product and what it is good for. And what does this have to do now with processes? Well, most people tell themselves the story that they don't have to follow processes because they have found their individual way. They have taken a shortcut to come to the result. They have saved time and they are proud about that. Yeah, this is not a problem. We have already taken action about that. Yeah, this is the old argumentation. We have done this. We had a lot of discussions around that. Thanks very much. Not really necessary to do here something. Now, we are going back to sleep. But how is the organization supposed to recognize that there is a problem if everyone is doing the individual way, the shortcuts? That's already denying reality. Because in the situation, you can't even measure whether there's a problem or not. If I deny it, then I will never be able to see it. If I deny it, then I can never contribute to a solution. So ask yourself the question, do you want to stand on the problem side of problem solving, or do you want to stand on the solution side of the problem solving process? If I have excuses, then at least I have already recognized that I have a problem, which is basically good, but it's nothing that we have already contributed to problem solving itself. But I'm still not contributing to the solution. So I'm always standing then by finding excuses on the problem side. And what is happening then? If you always be on the problem side, then you always be in the past, because you have always arguments why it is not necessary to do it. But if you are working in a real innovative environment, and that's, I guess, what most of the people really like to do, to have really very nice products, innovative products that should go to the market, then you can never stay only on the problem side. Well, we are all basically part of the problem side and part of the solution side, but it's always a decision that we need to take. So stop doing finger pointing, stop doing excuses, finding excuses why it is not possible, and start really to understand what the problem is. There is really only one way to solve the issue in its entirety. The realization that we are all part of the problem and part of the solution. If you don't work on the basis of processes that allow us to find the right decision and do not adhere to agreements, then we become part of the problem. If there are no processes and therefore no agreements, then that is a problem in itself, reminiscent of denial. For example, if you have problems with your finances or with the stress or strife in your company, or if you can't deliver the products and services in a standardized high quality, then stop pointing fingers at others. Stop complaining that the system doesn't work, but simply ask yourself in silence what you can contribute to solving the problem. So, at the end of the day, it's very easy. Stop the denial. Stop the refusal. Start thinking in solutions. There are so many very nice tools available, like the 5-Why methodology, to come to the root cause of the problem, or the Ishikawa false tree analysis, or whatever. It really needs only a team approach, a good moderation, and then the problem can be seen, and then the problem can be solved with the correct corrective action, or even a preventive action that you for sure need to validate that it is the right answer to the problem. And always keep in mind, have contact with the customer. Ask him if he is happy with the solution that you can provide. Ask him if he is happy with the way your service has gone out. Ask him if he would stay with your company, if he is and if he feels treated well. And then be happy because you were able to save that customer for future projects. I was a customer to a car, big German car manufacturer, and those guys made me really angry and crazy because they were not answering to my complaints. So I switched the car manufacturer. Now I'm in my middle ages, let's say, and I would most probably buy 3-4 new cars through my life, and that would be 200,000-300,000 of euros. Most probably that one automotive company lost for future sales only with me. Dear listener, if you have same problems in your area and you find that people are doing denial, doing refusal, finding excuses, or pointing fingers at others and saying that there is not enough resource, then please give me your command. I would be really interested in that. And I'm pretty sure that we can solve this problem. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. And until the next time, thank you.